At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome to Dark Mode, the podcast that brings you sage advice from two technology experts. And that's not just what we call ourselves, it's what our moms tell their friends who don't understand what YouTube is. I'm your host, Luke Miani.
And I'm your host, Noah Rubin. On this show, we take questions from listeners, attempt to answer them to varying degrees of success, and maybe even have a laugh or two along the way.
Someone was suggesting that we bump up our guarantee, perhaps even to 2 to 3 laughs along the way, but it seems a little risky.
I mean, at some point it starts getting old and you have to, you gotta sweeten the deal a little bit to get the people coming back. So sure. I understand where that's coming from.
It just seems like a pretty high burden of expectations. If people are coming in expecting 2 laughs instead of a laugh or 2, I don't know. We'll mull it over.
We can discuss it.
But speaking of things that we're going to discuss, we want to discuss the things that you want to tell us to discuss. That was a really great segue.
Oh, boy.
Send in those emails, folks. We like to read them. You like to send them. So send them over because it's great. We get a lot of, we've had a ton of really interesting suggestions.
Yeah.
Some of them, actually, I think we still haven't even gotten to. We've still had this whole list down here from quite a while back that we can dip our toesies into.
Oh boy.
But we're curious to hear what you guys want us to talk about. And if you're a listener or you are in the chat and you're concerned that, you know, we're not going to see it, sending us an email is a great way to go through to get to us, because we read every single one of them, and if it's a good fit, we'll talk about it here on the show. Yeah. And also you can put a lot more details than you would in a YouTube comment. So hit us up at submissions@darkmodepodcast.com. That's darkmodepodcast.com. Submissions at therein.
Yeah.
And you can shoot us a little electronic mail.
Yes, we will eagerly await any and all responses.
This is us very not subtly covering for the fact that there's nothing to talk about right now in the tech world.
Yeah.
Like, oh no. We're coming up on July by the end of the week. Our next episode will be our first ever July episode. There has never been an episode of Dark Mode in July in all of human history.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, if you think about it, human history is, you know, what, thousands of years, right?
I would say probably more than that.
Yeah, and
millions even.
Too. I mean, for the entire, you know, even not even human history, the history of the entire
we're talking about billions of years, folks. There has never been a July with an episode of Dark Mode, but that is going to change. Mark your calendars, because this honestly is the beginning of a dawn of a new age of July-based Dark Mode podcast episodes, and you can be a part of it. All you have to do is what you're doing now, but in a week.
Yeah.
It's easy. So the thing about July is nothing is going to happen in it.
That's exciting.
Yeah. We really hyped it up and then completely dismantled the hype, took it all down. So this happened last year as well, which was pretty miserable. It was just crickets, right? Last year was annoying, actually, because last year we had the Apple Silicon announcement, which came at the end of June. And then July and most of August was nothing. And then in August we had the Intel iMac refresh, so at least we were like, oh boy, something to talk about. But we don't have anything at all for the next, what was it, 6 weeks, Gurman said?
I think that was the That was the rumor.
6 weeks without anything to do at all. That's going to be a tough one. So for this episode, there were a few stories that we could talk about. But the tech news drought of 2021 is a challenge that presents itself to tech YouTubers, because what are we supposed to talk about, huh? Our whole business model is based around talking about cool new things. And we don't have any cool new things.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately for me, I'm not a news-only channel. You know, we do other stuff. Just a couple of days ago, we Rickrolled everyone with 75 iPhone 4s put in a grid. How's that for a news drought, huh?
You don't see that every day.
You sure don't. In fact, we haven't even seen it because we can't even recreate it.
Yeah.
It was that special and frustrating, mainly.
Yeah.
But that was a really fun project in pieces. It became a bit stressful when we needed to get it out and it was, you know, 9 months into it.
By the end of it, it overstayed its welcome, let's just say.
Yes.
But it was fun.
It's lived at one point or another on three different editing hard drives of mine and has been migrated around many times. But I honestly think that it came at a pretty good time. Like, after all of that, I think if we had uploaded at the... We were aiming for end of April. It would have gotten buried by event coverage.
Right.
And sometime in May, it would have been buried by the iMac coverage. And then, of course, WWDC coverage. So we spaced it out, gave it a couple of weeks. That's the thing with YouTube. It's hard to describe, but it's not something that necessarily comes across. But the timing that you upload something does actually have a pretty big impact. Not just on... news videos, right? Because obviously with current events, if you wait a month, it's not really relevant. And whenever Apple is covering, has an event, right? You're not going to cover WWDC now and say, here's what Apple announced. So yeah. Obviously that timing is important. But for something as simple as 100 iPhones, it's a video that has no time constrictions. Like, there's no, oh, this is where everyone's really interested in videos about large quantities of old phones.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of not having it interrupted.
Right.
Now, there were a number of other things that have come out of that video. So when we were coming up with the idea for what we wanted the app to do, one of the things that we thought about was taking clips of our various different features and publishing them separately. I might still do that here on YouTube. And this is mainly a curiosity thing. Mm-hmm. I'm quite curious to see, because I think looking at the comments, a lot of people were like, wow, there's meme potential here. Like the Rickroll, it's you know, maybe a bit of a tired meme, but a fresh take on it. We had Shrek running across all the iPhones. Again, not the most current meme, but it's got that, like, weird spectacle value.
Yeah.
That memes like to have.
Yep.
And I think... So what I did today, spurred by Instagram development, someone in chat was mentioning that, was I actually made a TikTok. I've been holding off for a long time because I personally don't like the idea of downloading an app that is directly funneling any and all data to servers in China.
Yeah.
It's basically a thinly veiled excuse to just funnel all of that data straight into who knows where. But I did create a TikTok account hesitantly after scrolling through Instagram, and I saw someone tagged me in a post. And it was where someone took the video of us plugging in 40 iPhones that I posted on Twitter. It was the Twitter one because it was vertical.
Okay.
not the one from YouTube. So even lazier for them, insofar as they didn't have to download and trim a YouTube video. It's literally just save tweet.
That's, we don't want to make it too hard for them.
Yeah, exactly. And so they took that, re-uploaded it, and got 260,000 views. And I'm going to update that view count here by checking what we're up to now. 290,000 views. And mind you, this was posted 20 hours ago as of this recording. Now, I will say, I appear to have made my, I appear to have gotten my comment boosted up quite high.
Yeah.
So I commented on this, and I was worried that I was late enough that it was going to be buried, because there's a decent number of comments. However, the thing that amused me, the reason that I commented, is that I only found out about this when someone happened to recognize the video in the comments and tag me in it. The actual video itself, which is uploaded by an Instagram account called TechGizmo, which has 37,000 followers.
Also, it's Gizmo, G-I-S-M-O.
Gizmo.
It's Gizmo. It's not Gizmo.
It's Gizmo.
Gizmo.
This slapdash Instagram account has put in their description, follow at TechGizmo for more. For more of other people's things, evidently.
Uh-huh.
And then right below that, all rights and credits reserved to the respective owners. No copyright infringement intended. With no credits listed at all. I just don't get how you can just put all rights and credits reserved to the respective owners, no copyright infringement intended, and then not do that. That doesn't make any sense. Obviously, if this were YouTube, that video would be gone. Let me tell you. YouTube, I've done this a couple of times, because every once in a while, someone does re-upload one of my videos in full. It's stupid, because it immediately gets claimed, and I take it down.
Yeah.
One person kept doing it, and I kept taking their videos down, and they got banned. Like, their account was fully shut down. And they were, like, harassing me over email for, like, a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's nice.
But, yeah, so on YouTube, it's easy to do. I don't know what the rules are on Instagram, because I'm not, you know, I'm not an Instagram person. But, like, what is that? I'm not foolish. I know this happens all the time. But it's just so laughable. You know, I've never been on the receiving end of this, where I'm sitting there going, this video has two times the amount of views as our actual 25 minute really long hard worked video by someone who just went on Twitter and went, let me download that. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna upload that, and I'm not gonna do even enough effort to just write down the name of the account where I saved the video from and put that in my description. I'm just gonna say all rights to the owners, whoever that is, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you... You can't say all rights. You can't say no copyright infringement intended if you're not saying who you're borrowing the content from. It just doesn't make sense. I can't get over it. It's too funny.
I don't know. I feel like they probably would have found it on... Let's assume, first of all, if they found it on your Twitter page, then...
Has to be.
Well, okay.
It has to be.
Either they found it on your Twitter page or... someone else sent it to them, so there was a layer in between and they didn't know it was you. If they found it on your Twitter page, obviously they should have linked to your Twitter page. If someone sent it to them hypothetically and they didn't even know, there's a bunch of comments on that post at this point that you're tagged in, your, you know, is your comment. Obviously they know, if they take one look at that post, they know whose content it is now, so they should update the description or take it down. It shouldn't have been up in the first place, but it should not be up right now.
I mean, I'm very curious now, because as of now, if I, let me pull this back up again, because there's a decent number of comments about this. So I believe my comment is up at the top, but I don't know. You might have to look on yours, because I don't know how it sorts.
I'm not sure. It might put you up higher because I follow you, but.
But there's a good number of comments from people that, because when I tweeted about this, I was like, all right, let's go spam them, you know? And if you're watching or listening to this right now, go ahead and look up Tech Gizmo, one word, no caps, and you'll find it. Leave a comment. I'm very curious to see if anyone, like, if they would be called out. This is more of a case study, I guess, because I've seen tons of these types of accounts where they just say all rights reserved to no one in particular and then still are taking credit for it. So I would be very curious to see, with, you know, an avalanche of comments calling them out, do they do anything about it? I think probably not, given that, let me see how many posts they've made since this. Okay, there's 7 other things that they've posted in the 20 hours since that. There's one also 20 hours ago, 19 hours ago, 19, 18, 18. Yeah, they've clearly just been absolutely raking, probably going through Reddit and Twitter, downloading videos and just posting and just raking in so many views. 290,000, 26,000. Ours was more interesting than that one.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
48,000. 17,000. By the way, none of these have credit.
Of course not.
12,000. 22,000. 19,000. 312,000.
Whoa.
So this is someone spraying shaving cream in a sink drain. Apparently that's more interesting than our thing. I mean, it looks kind of goofy, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
There you go. What's interesting, actually, is that it looks like they've credited the TikTok accounts that they've taken it from.
Interesting.
But they haven't... Oh, wait a minute, hang on. They've credited someone else who also stole the video.
Whoa, wait, what the heck? Yeah, it says Nature Trap
on TikTok. This is breaking news.
Well, okay, it says they credited Nature Trap on TikTok. Now we gotta...
We've been going after the wrong guy.
I was like, okay, they could have gotten it from your channel, but they could have like gotten it from someone else. This is crazy.
It has 11 million views!
Oh my, okay, wait, that's what
it
someone
has
was
legitimately
talking-
legitimately 11 million views!
That's someone said that. Oh my god, that's crazy. This is crazy.
I thought they were joking. I legitimately thought that they were joking.
Jeez.
It has 271,000 likes, 3,000 comments.
And 11.1 million
views. And their original sound of you, they have now, this is their original sound, it says, which is Noah.
That is so weird.
Oh my god.
I want to look in the comments.
11 million views.
I want to see if anyone said anything about me.
Are we viral?
I think so.
I think that counts as viral.
Okay, let me tell you this. We wanted this video. Obviously, you know, I want every video to go viral, right? Mm-hmm. This is a cool concept. It could have gone viral. The videos are performing very well. We'll say that. I'm happy with how my video is doing. Except for those videos doing 11 million views on TikTok, and you didn't even post it. Someone else posted, like, I feel like that's the definition of viral. Like, it's not that we did it. Someone else did it, and then it, like, took off this whole thing. So I would say we succeeded there.
That is so interesting.
That's crazy.
I am very curious to see. I mean, first of all, not to brag, but I think we are the rightful owners of this TikTok account, because that video is by far and away their most viewed. By a matter of... exponentials.
Yes, by a matter of millions.
Yeah. Their highest, they have one that's 600,000. Paltry. I think that's their next highest.
That's not even a million.
Not even 1 million.
We got 11 million.
I
mean, come on.
I can't believe I feel as if I've been taken for a fool. How can we monetize that? I mean, obviously it's too late for that one.
Yeah.
11 million, is that a lot by TikTok standards? I don't even know where the goalposts are, but that seems like a lot of views even for TikTok.
Yeah, I have no clue, but geez.
Who's a famous TikTok?
The only ones I know are the dance ones. The Charli D'Amelio.
Oh yes,
that's the one. That's the most famous one.
And of course,
I think.
Me having never looked up anything on TikTok before, this is now going to be an avalanche of all of this type of content.
Yeah,
which is fun. We're even beating. We beat Charli D'Amelio's videos.
Whoa.
Okay, her old. Okay. Yeah. No. We're like up there.
Wow. Okay.
Step aside, Charli with an I and no E. Incomplete name. Yeah. We have. Okay, that one has 31 million views. And correct me if I'm. These are like the same video. I don't get TikTok. TikTok doesn't make any sense. But the point is, I think I remember reading somewhere that she gets paid like $25,000 per post sometimes. So, ByteDance, that's the name of the parent company.
Mm-hmm.
Where's our $25,000? How about that?
Nature Trap. Do you want to hit us up?
Where's our 25 G's?
Yeah, that's what we want.
Well, let's get 25 G's from both of them. Then we each... We'll split it,
because
you're the star of the show, obviously.
Of course, but you're the cameraman.
I'm not even in this video.
Well, you're the cameraman.
You have more. Your face has been seen more than I get in like 4 months on YouTube, and they got that in a day with stolen content.
Yeah, and it's my face too. Like if I saw that thumbnail, I would not tap on it.
I was wondering where you were going with that. Oh no. I think we're viral though. I'm pretty sure that's true. We gotta throw up Cole Weathers, who I need to go find this comment here, because I think we gotta make Cole Weathers a mod here, because he's always, you know, he's ad moderator. There we go. Cole Weathers is now a moderator for our channel. That it's just gotta be dark mode gripes. I want my 25 grand
yeah.
from ByteDance. I want my Chinese payments.
Yeah, here. For a 10-second video.
A 10-second video of us turning on a thing, and that's it. It's so funny because of all the work that went into that video, that was probably the least amount.
We literally bought that, or I mean, you bought it, obviously, but like, we
that
bought...
That means I get rights to the video because I bought the thing. So it's legally mine. I get the 25 grand.
Oh no, we're gonna.
I'll give you $5,000 royalty.
Ugh, it's my face in it. Come on,
it's
man.
It's 5 grand. Are you gonna complain? I bought the thing. I own the video. I rent the apartment too.
That you know you make some compelling points here.
Yeah.
But no, we literally bought that charger thing just to make it easier because we had to keep all the phones like charged, or like we had to keep most of the phones charged at all times that we were working with them. So we bought that to like make it easier. And then it just so happened to be kind of funny when we plugged them all in. And like, that's the most viral part of the entire video.
I can't believe
it. I spent so much time on that app and no one cares. They're just plugging in all the phones.
The phones turned on.
You're like, oh, I turned on the power and the phone started charging. That's crazy.
Now, before this episode went live, I posted the original video that has not been downloaded through Twitter, which by the way, it did get like a decent amount of views on Twitter. Let me pull that up, because clearly we can trace it back, right? In the war of credit, you know, clearly we've got that pretty much covered.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got it in the video days ago. We've got the Twitter. It got 69,000 views. Nice. and but honestly, that just feels like nothing.
Compared to 11 million.
Dude, 69,000 views. Some schmuck sees that and goes, oh my God, the phone's turned on. 11 million. 11 freaking million views. That's insane. That is insane. Let me look at my entire YouTube channel for the past year. Screw it. Year. Whole year. Okay, it's more. 90 days. Last 90 days, 6.3 million views on my channel. That no longer sounds like a lot. They got 11 million in one day. Granted, to be fair, they didn't have, you know, pre-roll, mid-roll ads, sponsors. I don't know how TikTok monetization works, but if they did make money off of that video, I want every cent of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible. I think, you know, that's one of the things with TikTok. It's just like whatever you put on there is just forsaken. Maybe I should duet that video.
Oh.
With the actual thing in the background.
That would be interesting.
That would be a good idea.
Call him out a little bit.
Huh. I don't know how TikTok duets work, but that seems like a way, because if you duet a viral TikTok, I feel like that would boost its engagement, don't you think?
Yeah, like maybe it would recommend it. If you watch the viral one, it would like recommend the duets. I don't know how it works, but I could see that. Yeah, we should do that.
We're going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's good. We got to figure out a way to get back at these people. Because like this kind of stuff happens to like the little guy. But I feel like we've got a pretty good community here. We got 144 people watching.
It's good.
300,000 subscribers. Well, let's use that. We got to do something funny with this.
Yeah.
11 million views is a lot. But if we all work together, I think we can figure something out that would be like a really good own. Let us know in the chat what you think. We've talked about this for quite a while. I'm genuinely really curious. I hope we've not been boring, because we didn't actually talk about this beforehand. So most of this was just us talking about it as we normally would.
Yeah, like when we found the actual TikTok, we did not.
Yeah, that was live.
That was just new.
I had not seen that.
They added the credit to that TikTok account at some point that we didn't see. So that was I did not see that.
I was, because I only found the Instagram one with a pedestrian 290,000 views.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're certainly viral.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
I think it would be impossible to dispute.
11 million.
Where's the clout? Where do we get that? I should have watermarked the video. I didn't think that one, though, like the one where the alarms wake me up, I feel like that was a little bit more of a interesting, like, I don't, as funny as it is to turn on 40 iPhones at once, I really don't see how it's 11 million views worthy, you know? Like, it wasn't that interesting.
I don't know, I mean, I guess if 11 million people watched it one time, I don't know how TikTok works. I know they're all short videos, so I guess
maybe
people
it
just
loops.
Scroll mindlessly. Maybe that's part of it.
No, but it scrolls automatically, so maybe it's not a loop.
I don't know. But 11, but you looked at the Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah,
and 11 million, you know, that was up there for
that. Was up there.
That
was
up
like,
there.
I mean, granted, that's like her normal amount of views.
Yeah, but she's like the number one.
Yeah. And we got up there.
We got up there.
So, yeah, needless to say, as a result of this development, I was like, all right, screw it. I'll make one. I don't know how to monetize TikTok, but I'll find out. Or maybe I won't. I don't know. At the very least, if it's credit, right? If a video of me plugging in 40 iPhones is going to go viral, I would like it to be associated with my name and linked to the video that it's from.
Yeah.
That seems like a reasonable request. We'll find out. We can also, someone was talking about YouTube Shorts.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube Shorts have been popping off. I've done one or two, but I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if they work as well on a channel like mine. Because I feel like on smaller channels that are more oriented towards that, it might be a little bit more favorable. But I feel like my initial click-through on those short videos is like so little that it doesn't get the kick that it needs.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe worth exploring. We'll do an update next week.
Yeah.
Because right now this is all pretty fresh. That that TikTok thing was one day ago. So actually now, you know, we're talking about Charli D'Amelio. What happens if it's later? Did someone else duet the TikTok?
I'm kind of curious to know what these are, but my mom sent me two links.
We gotta get on that. We gotta do it. This like as soon as the podcast is done, we gotta get on that.
Yeah.
Because we're in day one, 11 million views. If that's gonna keep going, we gotta think of something. Come up with some ideas. We gotta move on to another topic here.
Yes.
But we'll be keeping an eye. If you have any good ideas for ways that we can get back at these people for stealing our video and unintentionally going viral with it, send us an email, submissions@darkmodepodcast.com. This is hilarious. We definitely are going to figure something out with this. In other news, 16-inch iPad Pro. How'd you like that for a transition? That was a great one.
Yeah.
We literally went from the most amount of like crazy virality that we've ever encountered and getting no credit for it.
Yeah.
And then straight to, well, now how about these iPads, huh? They're going to make a big
they're
one.
They're big.
They're going to make a big one. I already thought that this was a big one.
No, you ain't seen nothing yet.
This is a small one, apparently. So according to Mark Gurman, Apple is experimenting with larger screen iPads, perhaps 14 or 16 inches, which does not make any sense to me, and I think is a terrible idea. So how about that? That's my take on it.
Very, very simple. I mean, I agree with you. I agree. I feel like, first of all, if they're getting into 14 and 16-inch territory, then they're stepping on the Max. I feel like they're stepping on the Max even more than they... Like, they already are stepping on the Max a bit, but, like...
True.
When you get that big... And then the other thing is iPadOS is not... iPadOS, I think, is good on the 11-inch. The 12.9-inch really starts to show its limitations. 14, 16 inch, no, not iPadOS on that.
I agree. And especially with the presumably exponentially scaled price.
That's like
if a 12.9 inch is $1,100, a 16 inch is going to be $1,500 easy.
That is true.
Like, that's a lot. Before a keyboard and a trackpad? Come on. See, so yeah, I mean, I agree with you. iPadOS on an 11-inch is great because it feels like it doesn't feel like a Mac replacement. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's small. It's compact. With the keyboard, it's super great. The trackpad. I have not found myself as smitten with the 12.9-inch. I was really excited for it because I was like, you know, big screen, mini LED, and the mini LED is great. But iPadOS is just such a limitation at that screen size. So for the way, I think we talked about this a while ago, you and I, Noah, that when you're spending $600 on an iPad Air or a refurb 2018 iPad Pro, or you're spending $300 on the base model iPad, iPadOS is phenomenal, phenomenal for that. In fact, I might even make a video, this July saying, if you're looking for a computing device under $500, an iPad might honestly be a better option than a MacBook.
Interesting.
I mean, for $500, you can get a 2018 iPad Pro which will run iPadOS and be supported for years to come, has a 120Hz display, tons of options for accessories, USB-C, super like modern ecosystem, 2018 device, no compromise. And honestly, I think at that price point, it would be more functional than some of the Macs you'd be able to buy. Like for $500, you can get a Retina 13, maybe even a 15 inch at that point. But if you want to get one that'll even run macOS Monterey, that's going to be a bit of a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I might even have to make a video about this because now that I'm saying it out loud, it does seem a bit expensive to get into macOS Monterey because I think the lowest end MacBook would be, didn't they drop, which MacBook Airs did they drop?
I want to say they were pretty restrictive.
Because I know they dropped
like 2018 and later.
Did they drop all the way up to? I don't think they dropped 2017. That would be way too.
I don't remember.
Let me go ahead and look on their website, because I know that they dropped the 2013 Max.
Should be all the way at the bottom.
Yeah. And I think they dropped...
MacBook Air 2015 and later, okay.
Okay, so the MacBook Air is early 2015. The MacBook Pro is also early 2015. The 12-inch MacBook is garbage. So who even cares which one it is? Early 2016, but... Honestly, I don't know. Does anyone even have those anymore? They've all kind of just slowly died. They're slower than an iPad anyway.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to buy, I guess the cheapest one would be a 2015 MacBook Air 11-inch would be the cheapest way to get macOS Monterey. Okay, so you can get that for $200. But... are you really going to have that great of an experience on an 11-inch MacBook Air with a 1366 by whatever, 768, 1.6 gigahertz dual core i5, 4 gigs of RAM, 128 gigabyte SSD with bumps and scratches? Realistically, that's probably not the best experience. $200, granted, is pretty cheap. But if you wanted to go for like a MacBook Pro, you can get a 13-inch for under $500. But realistically, are you going to be getting as much use out of that as an iPad? Because I feel like at your $500 price point there, the early 2015 you could make a case for. However, you're also going to be dealing with a six-year-old battery.
True.
You will not have anything even resembling a warranty.
True.
And it's fairly likely that either next year or the year after, you won't have OS updates anymore. 2018 iPad Pro is almost certainly good for another 4. I think that's pretty guaranteed. Yeah. I mean, what does iPadOS 15 run on? It's like everything. iPadOS 15 runs on everything. It's kind of crazy. Let me look this up. Do a little bit of research, yeah? iPadOS 14. That's 14, right? No, we don't want that. I feel like it would go back to like 2015. So I guess it's only 6 years. iPadOS 15. I don't think they changed anything, though, because iOS 14 didn't change requirements. That was really surprising to me.
Yeah.
That you can still run, you know, if you have an iPhone 6S, a 16 gigabyte iPhone 6S, you can still get the newest software version. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can run iPadOS 15 on an iPad Air 2, iPad Mini 4, all versions of the iPad Pro. That's like pretty impressive. Like the iPad 5th gen, that was the base model like a long time ago, and it's still supported. That's, when did the 5th gen come out? I want to say 17. Because it was the $300 9.7-inch, what did it have? Yeah, March 2017. So that's four years into a $300 product, and you're still getting... software updates.
Yeah.
And will be continuing to for a decent amount of time. I believe that has an A10X. Or is it an... Yeah, right? The fifth gen.
I have no idea.
I think it has an A10X. Or no, maybe it's older than that. Either way, you know, Apple really just keeps these things going. So if you're talking about a $500 budget... You could get a brand new base model iPad, and we're hearing that there's going to be a new one with a 10.5-inch display, which is up from 10.2, not really super major. Possibly an A12 chip, which would be crazy.
Yeah.
Because I believe it currently has an A10X, if I'm not mistaken. But like I genuinely think that iPadOS. Even on a new iPad Pro, the $799 one, mm-hmm. I think that's okay. I think that's doable. Because even, like, I've loaned Noah my Magic keyboard. You've been using it for a while.
I have been.
And, you know, even without that, I've been using the 11-inch with no accessories, just bare iPad. And I think it's actually pretty usable, pretty enjoyable. So to think that you could be getting yourself... Oh, no, that's right. They already have an A12 in the base model iPad. I forgot about that. That's what they added last. Which event did they add that in? That was in the September or October event, I think it was. Mm-hmm. They put the A12 in. Fantastic product. An A12 chip. Granted, 32 gigabytes is a bit of a stretch, but $300, brand new, with a warranty. My goodness. What a deal. $300 for a MacBook, it's genuinely hard to beat that package. And I think for most people's needs, at $300 again, you could probably do just as much on an iPad as on a $300 MacBook. The problem is when you get to this $1,400 iPad with the case, there's absolutely no way to justify that. I mean, for artists, if you're doing, you know, Procreate, you're, you know, doing illustration, I get it. iPad Pro is pretty unbeatable from that perspective. Even for students, if you want to do, you know, put one of those matte screen protectors that make it like a paper finish.
Yeah.
Get the Apple Pencil, use it for notes. Great idea. Not for $1,500, but a great idea. My dad just got a 2018 12.9-inch, 256-gigabyte iPad Pro for $700.
That's impressive.
That is the deal of the century. That is the deal of the century. You don't need an M1 with iPad OS. You don't need mini LED, realistically. It's nice, but I would gladly pay half as much to forego those things.
Yeah.
I really do think as soon as you get up to MacBook Air pricing, it just kind of doesn't make a whole lot of sense to go for the iPad. And a 16-inch would just be like, what? Why? What do you think? Would you use a 16-inch iPad Pro?
No.
Let us know in the chat. Can you think of any possible use for a 16-inch iPad?
I'm just like, I'm trying to imagine what kind of like awful multitasking scheme Apple would, like, imagine if they had, because, like, you know, you can do the two windows side by side. What if they had, like,
do quadrants?
Yeah, like four corners, and then you could like resize them and like all the like. Oh, I imagine Apple would just,
like,
do something
gross.
Click
on the center, and you could like resize.
You could like move them around, or you could like drag if you want like this one to be bigger and then this one to be smaller. You could like drag it up and down.
What if they did like a 24-inch iPad Pro, and then the multitasking could just be like the Brady Bunch window with all the little tiles?
Interesting.
Eventually, I feel like that's where we're headed.
You think so? I think so.
I think that's the only possible outcome. Now, granted, this rumor is pretty early stages. Mark Gurman said that it may happen years from now, or it may not happen. So I guess it kind of covers all the bases there.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually, or it's just never going to happen. That's about
it. Yeah. It could either happen now or at any other point in time that isn't in the past,
mm-hmm.
or it could not happen at all. So those are kind of the three options
yeah,
that you have.
Just about does it.
But there you go. Someone said elderly people. I feel like iPadOS would just be too much. I've tried to teach my grandmother
really
to use computers.
But iPadOS versus macOS.
I don't even know. I think macOS could potentially be more intuitive in that it's, I mean, gestures. You can live without gestures on macOS. You can just, like, if you're setting up a Mac for an older relative, whatever apps they need, put them in the dock. Everything else gone. They just click on it. It shows up. They click the red and it goes away.
That's true.
That's pretty simple. iPadOS isn't necessarily that simple. I mean, you could ignore multitasking. You could ignore a lot of the aspects about it and use it pretty simplistically.
True.
But I don't necessarily know that it's more easy than a Mac.
That's interesting, because I would think, you know, iPadOS over macOS for people who aren't quite as technologically literate, but that is an interesting point. I have to think about that. I wanted to point out, I love the Jitterbug iPad. You remember the Jitterbug?
I do. I think my grandfather had one of those.
Really?
I think we got him one.
That's just, I don't know, Jitterbug iPad. That's so good.
I think he also, for a brief while, had, like, a phone. There were, like, phones that did that, too, where one of them was, like, the I fell down button,
mm-hmm.
and then you could program certain buttons. Honestly, my grandparents need that. They have a flip phone, and it confuses them. For context, my grandmother was born in 1925. I do not expect her to be technologically literate, because when the Macintosh came out, she would have been 59 in 1984. Yeah. At the very, very beginning of, you know, having a GUI. When the internet came out, she would have been 68. I understand. I absolutely understand not needing the internet. And in fact, or technology. And in fact, I almost think that a lot of manufacturers should not be overlooking it, especially cars. Cars have way too much tech for elderly people. My grandparents just got a new car. They crashed their old Camry. It was very slow, nothing bad. Their 2009 Camry and went for a 2018 Camry. And it was a little bit of a learning curve, because their old Camry didn't have a screen in it at all. No screen. It had a dial to say how fast.
That's good.
It had a dial to say how much gas.
Okay.
It had a knob that you could do more or less heat.
I like that.
It had a knob that you could do more or less sound.
I like that.
And it had a button that you could do different sounds.
That's all you need.
And now that it's got like a touch screen, it's kind of scary. There should be a car out there that just has heat knob, fan knob, loud knob, radio knob, speed dial, gas dial, but also has all of the safety tech,
mm-hmm.
backup camera, parking sensors,
mm-hmm.
pre-collision alert, lane departure warning, but none of the tech. That's what old people need. We're going to start a car company.
The Jitterbug car.
The Jitterbug car. That's what it is. And someone beat you to it, actually.
Oh, man.
Damn, look at that. Absolutely roasted.
Well, you know, that is interesting. Obviously, like, all jokes aside, I feel like it would be interesting to see a car with a simple, let's call it simple mode. We don't want to call it old person mode. We can call it simple mode in their, like, electronic system, whatever. You put on simple mode, and then it's just that. I don't know. I could see it.
Yeah, I mean, technology getting into the cars, there are certain cars that are just off limits. So I just started a lease, and my car, honestly, the technology is even annoying me a little bit. Specifically with wireless CarPlay,
mm-hmm.
it is very hit or miss. I don't know if it's the car or if it's me, but it's super hit or miss. Like, I there are multiple times where I'm, you know, at a traffic light and I have to reboot the car, which consists of turning it off, opening the door to, like, cut the infotainment, closing it, turning it back on again. I've gotten some looks. This is a brand new vehicle. This is a 2021 vehicle.
Yeah.
And I have to reboot the car at a traffic light. When it works, it's fantastic. But, like, at a certain point, you have to wonder, is the technology going... Is it alienating more people?
That's true.
Like, even my parents, they're not old. My mom's in her 50s, and her car befuddles her at times. With not that complex of an infotainment system. It's just sometimes there's weird stuff that happens. It's not even there. It's not even a lack of understanding. It's just a lack of functionality. Yeah. Like when I'm driving along and CarPlay is just a black screen, or for some reason a song stops playing and you just can't play the song. It just stops or disconnects. Or I had an issue where the screen where you do the climate control was just totally borked. It's just glitching. Couldn't adjust the temperature, fan speed, anything. It's like, I don't know, who's testing these things?
Yeah, and I feel like at some point you could be like, for some of these features, it may be a little confusing. Like, oh, you just do this. Like, oh, you have to do this, or like, this is why it's doing it. But like, if it's that confusing to a lot of people, right? That technically there might be a reason, there might be an explanation, there might be something you can do about it. But like, if it's that confusing to a lot of people, I feel like you messed up somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like, and I think to be fair, the issues that I've had in my car are CarPlay, wireless CarPlay. That's where it has stemmed from. Right. I don't know if there is a remedy for that can be implemented on Apple's side, because obviously CarPlay gets updates.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know about the car. People were asking, it's an Audi A6. So it's got the two screens on the inside. One's for the climate, one's for navigation. CarPlay, wireless CarPlay goes to the navigation, but it's super unstable. And it, I don't know. It's nice, but it's like, I don't know. There's certain aspects of car technology that don't feel as well thought out. Like, for example, when I drive on a long trip, I put it on, you know, there's features that sound great on paper. Wireless CarPlay, awesome, cool. And it has a wireless charger in the center console.
Mm-hmm.
So you just put your phone in there, no connections, and boop, off you go. But here's what they don't tell you. When you're doing navigation over wireless CarPlay, it really, really taxes the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're charging it wirelessly at the same time, which already adds heat, the phone throttles. I've had temperature warnings in an air-conditioned car.
I believe it.
And that's the sort of thing where it's like, whose fault is that, right? Because on the one hand, maybe if Apple's going to offer those features, their phone should be able to not, you know, completely throttle itself into the earth.
True.
To the point where audio is cutting out. Maybe it's Apple's fault. Maybe Audi should have a better wireless car that doesn't, or wireless charger that doesn't produce as much heat. Maybe there's an issue with their system that's causing CarPlay to be so buggy. But, Sonny Dixon said CarPlay shouldn't be wireless yet. I'm inclined to agree. I have started to, when I'm going anywhere more than a couple of minutes, just plug it in, because I don't know, it's such a pain to pull the phone out, and I just like sit there and hold it by the air vent to cool it down so that I can listen to a podcast. Not dark mode, by the way. I don't listen to my own podcast.
That'd be a little bit narcissistic.
I already know what happens in all the episodes anyway.
Yeah, I don't even like the sound of your own voice. No, but
I really don't like the sound of my own voice. I hate it.
Oh, man.
I feel like everyone does. Do you like the sound of your own voice?
Well, I feel, no, because when you hear it out, like when you hear it through a speaker, it just sounds different than when you're making the noise. So no one likes
it. But the question is that what other people hear? Because that's, I think, everyone's fear, is that when they hear their voice through wherever it is.
I mean, yeah,
oh, that's what other people hear. That's what I sound like. Oh, that sounds terrible.
Well, it sounds terrible. It's the same. I don't know. It's the same thing. Like, you always look at yourself in a mirror. So when you like flip it again, some people say they look kind of weird because you're used to seeing yourself in a mirror. I don't know. The one thing I was going to say is some people are hating on CarPlay, and that's fine. I really like CarPlay, and I think it's a really cool idea that you can have the same experience, or not the same, but you can have a similar experience to what you have on your phone in any car that you're in. The problem that I have with CarPlay is that the regular cars still has its own system before that.
True.
And now, obviously, you know, not everyone uses CarPlay or Android Auto or whatever it is. But like for me personally, and because I have my, you know, 2018 Mazda CX-5 at the moment, and when I turn it on, I have to wait like 30 seconds for CarPlay to come up, which is annoying. But like once you're in CarPlay, it's like it's a familiar experience. It's the apps, you know, the apps that are on your iPhone that are compatible show up. All of your stuff is there. You can start the navigation. You can pull up the place on your phone
before you even get in the car.
Exactly, and then it pulls up on there. I think CarPlay is really interesting there because it's a consistent experience with what you have on your phone, and all of that data and whatever is there. I almost wish that I could like disable the built-in
system
in my car and just go straight to CarPlay every time. I mean, it does do that.
How long?
I don't know.
How long before an auto manufacturer releases a model that is CarPlay or Android Auto only?
Yeah.
You have to imagine that there's like, okay, here's the thing. Why, as a car manufacturer, would you want to put all of this R&D into developing your infotainment system when everyone's just going to use CarPlay anyway?
Right.
They're not going to... Like, if you develop your own system and you're like, it's better than CarPlay, in my mind, so I'm not going to include CarPlay, that's a negative. People are actively avoiding... People that are buying new cars, if it doesn't have Android Auto or CarPlay, that can be a deal breaker. For me, it's a deal breaker.
Except for, like, Tesla and that kind of thing.
Yeah, Tesla's an exception, for sure.
But any pretty much any other car, yes. That was for
any other
me.
Car, if you don't have CarPlay, yeah, it's a no-go.
Definitely.
So... If CarPlay is a must because it's going to be used all the time, why bother developing your own navigation system, your own infotainment system? I get that people want that manufacturers want to sell a navigation package. My A6 has a navigation package which was included in the Premium Plus package, so it was like there was other stuff. I wouldn't just pay for navigation. I don't need to pay for that SD card that they put in there because that's all that is. When you buy the navigation package, it's just an SD card with the map data on it. Yeah. That's all it is. The hardware is already in there. But, and someone said the issue is the other sensors, air conditioning, etc. You can still have a settings menu.
Yeah.
Just don't bother with the whole interface. And like, there's a weather app. I don't know why. Like, the settings for... making it so that the mirrors fold in when I lock the doors, adjusting the lighting, the ambient lighting brightness.
Right.
That's all fine. It just needs a settings menu. You don't need a whole system.
And I could see if this is a trend that starts, first of all, I could say if Apple makes the Apple car, you know, obviously that's a different story, but if Apple goes the route of partnering, like I know they partnered with BMW for the car key thing.
That's true.
So there is that. I feel like I could see Apple partnering with some car manufacturer and putting out a car that do an update to CarPlay to add support for maybe some of these other sensors or other things and make like a CarPlay centric car, or even just in general to just add support because CarPlay has picked up support for more things, you know, over time. So I could see an update, you know, to CarPlay that would even bring some of those sensors in. I don't know if that's what Apple wants to do, but I don't know. I could see a car without built-in navigation and without built-in audio stuff. I could see it. I don't know.
Someone says sort of in the opposite direction, their Tacoma has Amazon Alexa. That I don't get. Why would you need Amazon Alexa in a car? What would that even do?
I don't know. You could tell it to change. You could tell it to turn down the...
Can you order stuff on Amazon? Oh, that's true. Can it turn down the heat?
I'd imagine.
That's another thing, because all cars have those like voice recognition things.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Like my car has one. It has like, hey, Audi. It's like that thing. Okay. First thing I disabled.
Yeah.
Immediate. I got in and I was like, oh, nice. Turn off.
Yeah.
But like... Every single one. I don't know how they're so terrible. You know what? Actually, I do know how they're so terrible. It's because they all run on device.
Yeah.
They can't do cloud processing like formerly Siri, Google Voice, Amazon Alexa. So it's just canned responses, which are always going to be clunky.
And it's a car company it's not like a tech company making a voice assistant. It's a car company.
And
I don't know.
They don't, as far as I know, actually, no, I think there was a data collection policy that I blocked in the Audi.
Nice.
Where I was like, no, you don't need that. I don't know. I just, I, every time someone wants my data, I tell them no, just to be like a stickler.
That's fair.
But yeah, no, it's definitely harder to do that. But I also don't get why you would need it. Like, why would I go, hey, Mercedes, the new MBUX system has like that whole thing. Hey, Mercedes, I'm cold. That's one of its features.
Mm.
And then it's like turning up the temperature. Why don't I just hit the thing? Is it that hard?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they're just making features for like the sake of making features. I don't know how useful they are at that point.
I think it's just to have like some cool party trick to make it stand out. And that's not actually the reason someone buys the car, but it's something that they hear about.
Right.
Probably, if I had to guess. We got on a really big tangent. Where did we start before we got to this? Oh, we started on 16-inch iPad Pros.
Yeah, and then
it was for old people.
Oh, and then cars were confusing.
Cars were confusing, and then we talked about, wow.
That's a pretty good thread that. Right there. Car that's technology.
That's some pretty good conversation right
and
there.
And that's your two favorite topics, cars and technology.
Yeah, that's true. I really, really got everything that I hoped and dreamed.
That's good. That's what we want.
And what you probably want is for us to stop waffling, because it's been an hour and it's time for us to go.
Yes.
We will see you guys next week with a follow-up on this TikTok saga, because I am so interested. We're going to go right now and we're going to film something. We got to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's going to be really dark mode, this episode has been. Thank you for joining us. I've been your host, Luke Miani.
And I've been your host, Noah Rubin. We'll see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.